All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, I've recently gotten into, you know, the big, you know, kind of craze about blind boxes.
Yeah.
You know,
Those
things. I have recently found a business that combines those with estate sales. And I have been going to blind box estate sales.
Okay. We've done one very similar to this, but I'm down for it.
Well, I know we've done blind boxes, but just wait for what we get inside the box,
okay,
which has an element of randomness to it as well.
Okay. All right. All right.
So like when you do this, you get a lot of stuff, you know, you get like baseball cards, you get, you know, moldy old panties, like you get all kinds of shit like that.
I think they wash the clothes, Gary.
What is this, the Ritz? So this one, though, I got a filing cabinet.
Okay.
Check it out. I don't know what this person was doing. I don't know what they were involved in.
Uh-huh.
You know, they died of mysterious circumstances. And I figured we'd just flip through their files real quick and see if we find something that suggests a game.
Yeah.
Just randomly look through this filing cabinet.
I've got my lucky charm, which is a categories dice. Do you want me to, like, roll that and get us get us one to go for, or do you just want to split? No,
just rifle here. Put on these rifling gloves. I'm sorry, they're wet.
No, it's good. You want to get cool. It's from the panties. No, what's that?
That grossed me out. It's something about moldy panties being moldy to the degree of being wet. Got me. I know I opened that door, but I wish I had closed it.
You're the one who put that piece on the table, dude. You can't be upset if I move it.
No, I can't. I'm not. I'm living with it.
Yeah. Okay. Let me. All right. This is much more effective than those weird little French ticklers you put on the end of your fingers to do filing.
So weird. Like an old ladies have them sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like, what are you doing with this little, like,
no, they're great.
This little bean nub.
I don't know if you've ever worked in a file, like in a job where you had to do a lot of filing, but those are godsend.
Oh, I've done filing. I have good traction on my fingers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I've done quite a bit of filing.
Yeah. I used to be a man in black, so I don't have a lot of, there's no friction on my fingertips. Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead and rifle.
Okay.
Okay. And go.
Okay. I was rifling. What was that sound? What do you think that sound was? All right.
No. I go like pull, stop.
Oh, okay. All right. No. Okay. I'll pull here. All right. Let's see here.
All of them are, they begin with all the same letter.
Oh, this is the, okay. Let me look at the Philly label here. These are the X files. Okay.
The entire thing.
What? That's a long show. It's a script.
That is a long show. It's all scripts from season 7.
Cool. All right.
Man, I'm to eBay. Fuck this Patreon shit.
Make an honest living selling stuff from somebody who died.
Yeah, like an honest living as a human vulture.
Oh wait, game computer says it's having trouble deciding
the X-Files games.
It's saying resistor serve is what it's going for. The conflict resolution got that one.
Okay
sure. Cool.
Yeah, I want you to play this. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And you're listening to Abject Suffering. I'm Gary Butterfield, and I'm the Eldritch Abomination that can only be calmed by a mute man playing the viol.
Nice. Referring to the, what was that, the music of, not Howard
Eric Zahn.
Eric Zahn, okay, yeah.
Not Howard Zahn. the music of Jan Hammer.
Yeah, the music of Howard Zinn, because he sits down at a keyboard and just makes Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity scream. This week we're talking about X-Files Resist or Serve. This is a Patreon demand from Nicholas, who says, this is my first exposure to a Resident Evil-like game. I borrowed it from a family friend and loved the crap out of it. I didn't realize until years later just how lore-heavy of a game it was. I've been meaning to go back to it to see if it holds up, but I thought it would be a better idea if you both did it for me. I want to play more of this.
I want you to play more of this.
I had no idea that this is what this was.
Mm-mm. No,
I thought
no,
it was this is FMV thing, like the PlayStation one. Yeah.
Yeah, for Abject Suffering, this is definitely really cool.
Yeah.
Before we get into it, I know we want to talk about the game first. Okay. Can I tell you about an exciting typo I made?
Okay. You're on a short leash here, Butterfield. That's not the most promising start. Instead of asking that as a question, can you just say something interesting happened the other day? I was trying
something
to
interesting came out of my fingers.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about, I put you on a show. Okay.
Okay.
So the X-Files, they're paranormal investigators.
Okay.
And it's largely about aliens and other cryptids like doing crimes, almost always murder.
Yes.
Right? That's very limited though, because there are lots of different crimes. Let me pitch you on the spinoff where they investigate alien arson called the X-Fires, which was a typo I made. And I was like, the X-Fires.
Ooh.
And I was just thinking of everything's the same, except they're two firemen.
Cool.
They have to go investigate certain mysterious blazes.
So, I mean, all right. To my mind, fire is fire is fire. You know, things.
Naive, Scully.
Okay. All right, so I'm a Scully in this situation. All right, so I'm assigned, you know, you've been relegated to the basement because nobody wants to work with you. Yeah. I am the basement
of the fire department.
I love the idea of a fire department having a basement that the pole goes
to.
Keep
the ghosts.
But it's where the pole goes to.
Yeah, you keep going.
Yeah,
it's like Dark Souls. It sends Fortress.
Yeah, you've got
to if you don't get off in time, you have to hang out with me.
Like you can't get up. Like I know people can climb a pole. It's fine, but it's not practical. No. I just love the idea that you can overshoot your target on a pole.
Yeah, they're the strongest men in the world who can do that. So you go down to my office down there, and you've been assigned to me for the X-Fires division.
Okay.
Which I am a hardline believer in the fact that some fires are caused by aliens.
Okay.
And various cryptids. And the government does not want you to know.
Of course they don't.
And this is because my sister, as a child, was set on fire by an alien.
Oh, so it wasn't like a house fire. It was her personally set on fire.
Yes, like some kind of alien Beavis or something. some kind of dark Beavis, like an extraterrestrial Beavis.
You caught me off guard with alien Beavis.
Your own alien
come, Beavis. I come in peace.
Take me to your later. That's what I became a believer, but I'm kind of a pariah around the station.
I am the great Cornholio. I need ET for my bunghole.
That's very good. That's very good, Cole.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No. That's excellent. That is, I like it. So because, you know, nobody likes me because I'm constantly doing right. this, they put me in, they only put me in the calendar on leap years.
Right.
The sexy fireman calendar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we're both like super hunks because we're firemen.
Well, of course,
and American heroes.
Well, yeah, everybody loves us. Although, like, it's pretty inappropriate of you when you roll up to a scene and people are crying because their entire life's in ashes for you to start mm-hmm. just like poking and prodding them. Like, what do you know? Who's the alien?
It's immediately family? What I do. It's like, did you anything unusual happen?
Yeah.
Before this fire started, like, were you harboring any elves? Like, you know, what happened? Like, what did this fire start? It's the X-Files.
Sorry. You know? Did the X-Files, I forget, you know, there's a certain, after a certain point, I just kind of stopped paying attention to the X-Files. Did they ever get like into like fairy folk, or was that more of like a Twin Peaks thing?
I would not be surprised if there's one episode of the X-Files that's kind of about that. Yeah. The X-Files went on for a long time and did a lot of things.
It did. Yeah.
I would not be surprised about that.
So walk me through one of these situations. Like, it can't all be like, I don't know. I found it. They found an alien artifact, and they didn't realize that you had to keep it below a certain temperature, or it caught fire or whatever.
Yeah, the aliens hide their artifacts really well. So, like, okay. What happens is there's a fire.
Okay. And it's the beginning of every episode. Yeah.
Yes. There's a fire in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Or around the country. It's a national fire department.
Gary, that seems incredibly inefficient.
So we find out there's a fire in Boise, Idaho.
Okay.
We get in the car and we go there. And while we're going, the
idea. Driving across the country with the sirens going the whole way.
Yeah. In the fire truck. And while we're going, you're driving. Okay. And I'm reading the file on this fire and learning about all the things that don't quite add up about this fire.
Okay.
Like, you're like, it's just another fire, Mulder. And I'm like, Scully, this one's different. Witnesses reported that the fire burned blue.
So was there a bunch of copper? I don't know. Like, there's plenty of things that can make blue fires.
The explanation can't be that simple, Scully.
Well, okay.
You can't be that naive.
I mean, Occam's razor much, Mulder? Come on.
Well, that's our original dynamic. Will we or won't we? So we get there. We get to the Boise fire, and then all the other local firemen are there, and we flash our badges and make them quit fighting the fire so we can check it out. and we go poke around the fire looking for evidence that an alien or cryptid set it.
Okay. Do we rescue? Mm-hmm. Like, if we find somebody who's in the fire while we're doing our little
can't tamper the evidence.
Okay. Yeah. No. That wouldn't be. Would not be professional to save those people. Yeah,
prime directive.
Yeah. Right.
So we kind of go through, and eventually, a lot of times the fires just burn out.
Yeah.
You know, before we can fully investigate.
Well, it takes a long time. CSI. Yeah.
Very long time. Yeah. Like, I mean, some of these files have been cold cases. These fires have been burning for years. And we go through and we poke through the ashes of the Boise fire until we find dilithium or some shit, some kind of, alien thing. And then we follow that series of clues to arrest the alien, or Bigfoot for arson.
Yeah. Yeah.
Advise policemen to do it.
Right. We don't have arresting power. We're not special agents. We're just firemen.
Like the special X-Fires division. Of the National Fire Department, though.
Yep. Cool. No. Okay. So that's one episode. Like, are there ever different kinds of fire? Like, I've always liked the idea of a kind of fire that doesn't burn people but burns property. Like, this is like a magic. It's a magic cool fire.
Dark fire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take the two things.
Yeah.
We could do one with like plasma, like in season finale.
Okay. Yeah. You know? Like, this was somewhere between a gas and a liquid.
Yeah. I don't think so, Mulder. Scully, you can't be that naive. It's the fourth state of matter.
I like that we switch places. I'm Mulder now. Or we just we roll up on different cases and just it's like deciding who's good cop and bad
who's
cop.
Bad cop and who's gonna be skeptic cop and believer cop. And there's a lot of colorful cast of characters. Like, we go to a lot of small towns, interview a lot of waitresses.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of dads who have set fires in their backyards and stuff.
Oh, of course, yeah. Yeah. No, this
maybe under the influence of a super soldier serum or something.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we definitely still have a smoking man, but it's very different.
Yeah, he's the smoking man from The Waiting Room in Beetlejuice.
Green light. Yeah. This is good.
That's a good idea, right?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
You come down the pole, and I'm like, you're like, what do we got on the docket today, Mulder? And I'm like, grab your passport. We're going to Morocco. And then we get in the firefighting plane.
No, that's
like red and has sirens.
That's for that's for the CIA, the central inflammable. Lost
incandescence.
It. Yeah, essentially. Yeah, there we
incendiary.
Go. Yeah, central incendiary agency. Yeah,
sends us to, on the fire plane, and then we have to investigate this fire that's been burning for a long time, and maybe it's connected to a race of cryptid snake handlers.
Maybe,
who have learned how to turn snakes into fire to do arson.
Oh shit! They can get into tight spaces. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for those hard to reach arsons. It's a good idea, right?
Yeah, it's a very good idea. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. X-Files, but instead of cops, firemen.
Yeah.
you know.
I don't know that I have more to say about that. I think it's a good idea. No, you've convinced me. That's all you've convinced me. Okay. Yeah.
That's all I had. I just, that typo just sent me on a real journey.
Why were you talking about the X-Files? Why were you typing about it? Was there a typo, Gary?
To read about this game we're doing.
Oh,
and instead of writing X-Files resistor serve, I wrote X-Fires resistor serve.
Yeah. All right.
And I was like, oh, no. Okay.
So sometimes I will pretend that I had a typo in order to make a joke. So
I don't lie.
Okay. Okay, cool. That's the important thing. Important thing about comedy, you never exaggerate.
Yep. I just don't do it. I think it's sinful.
Yeah.
Now we can talk about the game.
So this came out in 2004. It's a straight up survival horror game. And it is broken in to episodes. And the episodes are broken into acts. Is this pulled from season 7 concepts?
That's what they said. They marketed this as 3 episodes that were cut from season 7.
All right.
And it's written by somebody who wrote 2 episodes of season 7.
Oh.
But the original idea was to release this in time for the season 7 DVD.
Yeah.
And put it out with that as this like big kind of cross media.
Yeah.
But it was delayed.
This is like roughly the time that like The Matrix Revolutions came out and was like supposed to tie movies together and stuff like that. Yeah. No, so you can choose to play you can choose whether you play Mulder or Scully. I believe it puts you in different spots, like early on in the first episode, like Scully stays behind to talk to somebody who's been shot because she's a doctor.
Yeah.
And like Mulder goes into a diner. And like you're here investigating apparent witchcraft. Like there are these two high school girls who have gone missing, and they're both into the occult, and the person who supposedly did the murder was a very large guy who died in a truck accident 24 hours before the killing happened.
Yes.
So there is some kind of like raising the dead going on. And you're walking around trying to solve these mysteries kind of in a big open town, which is really cool. For this. Yeah. I walked into this being skeptical because like a licensed game, TV game or whatever, but this, like the, what I played owns actually.
Yeah. It's neat. I wish, you know, I think X-Files, could do something cooler than zombies.
Yes.
You know, I want this to be, and ultimately the, like now I don't know if I should spoil it cause you're going to play it. but the, you know, ultimately it's tied into the, Tunguska incident.
Oh, neat. Oh, that's how it opens.
The cutscene. Yeah. The cutscene with the Russians.
Yes.
Which the woman running with the baby is running very smooth. Like it looks like she's running at super speed.
Yep.
That's really good. Yeah. But it kind of ties into that. I liked this, but I wanted to do a little bit less combat and have a little bit more like concept.
Yeah.
Kind of shit, just because of X-Files. Like I can believe that this would be a really cool survival horror game, but like a less cool X-Files game.
Like it would
even though it does have the same voice acting and music and all that stuff, which is.
Yeah. Cool. And boy, oh boy, are David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson just really phoning it in.
Dude, well, their story about that, they recorded it over the holidays.
Ooh.
So they had to do it during their off time, and on the game version of this, or on the like special edition or something, or released around the same time, I did not see them. Maybe you have to beat the game for it.
Yep.
There are outtakes where it shows them doing their voice lines with like red lipstick on.
Okay.
Because it apparently helps actors enunciate.
Okay.
They wear a thick red lipstick.
Huh.
Which sounds like a prank that like a director would play on Mulder.
Yeah, I had never
David Duchovny to me. Like
I had never heard of that. Before. Yeah. I had never heard
of
that.
At first I thought it was like for motion capturing their lips, but I'm like, they weren't doing that in the fucking PS2.
No, it's not. Yeah.
Yeah.
The facial animation isn't that great. It's actually really stiff and corpse like, but
so I want to activate somebody who really wants to see David Duchovny in big red lipstick.
Yes.
Out there. Like it is extant, and you're going to find in the X-Files PS2 game, Resistor Serve.
Yes.
So.
Huh. Yeah. So like I was interested because you're going around and like finding these items and there are notes that you pick up. You're doing a little bit of detective work. I could see this really like what it made me want actually was like a, not a David Cage version of this, but something like that, where like a Telltale, almost.
That would be great.
Yeah, or like the people who made the Sinking City or the Sherlock games. Like, if they got a hold of this license. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, Frogware X-Files games.
Yeah, where it's actually you know, investigation. That'd be neat. But like for this,
yes.
I don't know, like, yeah, people said there are way too many survival horror games. There are not on the PS2. Yeah. Like, they're just like categorically are not. And to find out that there is a new one that I have not played, like, makes me weirdly horny for it. So I don't know. Like,
no, I totally want you to play it. Like,
maybe coming to an X file, maybe coming to a Hex Crank near you. So
yeah, Hex Files.
Yeah.
I think that I was surprised by how competent and just survival horror-y this felt.
Yes.
You know, like, this just feels like a survival horror game. Like, moments within it, Mulder shooting a zombie.
Yes.
You know, seconds within it, during a surreal scene where everybody is ignoring him in the diner.
I love that.
Like, a cop is dead out front, and he's just like, you know, there's a guy hurt. I need a phone. And they're not doing anything.
The guy back in the kitchen just chopping meat.
Chopping meat. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's cool. and then he turns into a zombie and you shoot him.
Yeah.
I didn't get too far into this because I ran up on a time.
Yeah, same.
Crunch. So I felt a little bit bad about that.
Yeah.
But it was interesting.
Mm-hmm. No, I got to the point where, like, the town was open to me, and I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to need to go and, like, shake down all these buildings, many of which you could go inside. Like, I got into a video rental store, and it was fun looking at the stuff in there. I was like, yeah, there's actually, like, a lot of care that has been put into this.
The video rental store is full of in jokes, as told to us by the in joke guide on GameStack by Soul Dream X.
I saw that.
Did you look at the ASCII art at the top?
I didn't pay extra special attention to it. Maybe I should.
It's the worst ASCII art I've ever seen.
Cool.
Take a look.
Oh, wow.
It's incredible. Like, how did this happen?
Okay. So it is broadly, I mean, so the way that this happened was, this person probably fed it through some kind of, like, ASCII art generator, saying like, yeah, just give me something. And what they probably did was fed in something that had a bunch of JPEG compression, or had, like, a lot of maybe there was, like, gradation or something to it. So it is in the shape of the, you know, the logo, the X Files, right? Except the individual letters are made out of different letters. So, like, the crossbar of the T is, you know, lowercase T, capital L, capital L. Like, there's, like, weird dithering that is represented with kind of, like, non-standard characters that makes this look like a big mess.
Yeah, it's really ugly.
Yeah.
But you get to learn that, like, in the video store, there's a bunch of references to episodes, and all the street names are the names of episodes.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So that's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Just showing that the developers kind of cared and knew the property well enough to throw this in for fans. Like, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, cause we talked about it a little bit, but, like, X-Files is cool.
Yeah.
You know, I think this is neat, and I'm, you know, as a fan of that, like, I would not be mind being served.
No.
You know, if this were, you know, I have an X-Files rewatch in me at some point, and I've been thinking about it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, maybe I'll do it.
Yeah. What I want is as an episode list, but, or a watch list, but I'm sure that you can find that. I'm sure. Oh, yeah. Positive that there's an abundance of them.
And obviously, like, you know, a bunch of Vince Gilligan, since he got his start, you know, that's probably really cool.
Yeah. Well, that's where he met and worked with Bryan Cranston first. That's a really good episode where Cranston's the, fugitive. Yeah. I love the contributors and thanks from the Resistor Serve Game Facts board. I'm just going to read down these until we get to the funny one. Thanks to X-Filer. Thanks to Cheese Monkey 1's1. Trust No One. X-Files 7016. Agent Mulder. Thanks to Agent Mulder. Yeah.
It is like Agent Mulder sandwiched between X-Files 7016 and YCH Green Lantern is very funny.
And then Glock Magnum. Thanks, guys.
Glock Magnum is very good. Hello.
Man. There's somebody on the board who warns, saying like, hey, Mulder has a potty mouth, just so anyone about to play is forewarned. No punches were pulled.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. There's also a lot of people just talking about how uninterested, you know, the voice acting is.
Yeah.
Which is definitely true. They are sleepy.
Yes. But, you know, they're television actors. You know, being kind of maybe forced to work mm-hmm. on, you know, something they yeah. don't necessarily want to do. But David Duchovny, I think by this point he had done like voiceover for like that. Remember the Area 51 first person shooter?
Yeah.
Yeah. He voices an alien in that something. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Evolution.
usually I'm the one who brings up Evolution. The movie where Stifler and Donkey Lips kill they kill an alien with danger shampoo by sticking a fire hose of it up its butt.
Yeah. I'm looking over at the you may also like.
Okay.
And it's amazing that this game is new to you because it's like Resident Evil 4, Silent Hill 2.
I just
Resident Evil Outbreak File 2, Silent Hill 3, Silent Hill 4
in the room. It's like, just a rogues gallery. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I didn't pay attention to it. I don't know. Maybe it's just because it's a license thing. That was my mistake though.
Yeah. Made by a weird company, Black Ops Entertainment.
Yes.
Who has done a bunch of games that do not look interesting to me, but were the people who did Treasures of the Deep. Do you ever play Treasures of the Deep?
Oh my God, we need to get that on here. I think about Treasures of the Deep a lot.
Can you? So I'll just say it. Abject Suffering, where we can air ideas and maybe we won't do it. Somebody on Patreon said, "Hey, what do you think of this idea of covering a demo disc?" And I was like, "We couldn't just do a demo disc for an episode, but we could talk about demo discs,
yeah,
as like a topics episode and choose one of them." And that fucking one that had Treasures of the Deep on it.
Oh my God, that was amazing!
Yeah,
I love that. Well, that also had at least the one that I played Treasures of the Deep on. That also had the first level of Parappa the Rapper for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We had the same demo disc, dude.
Yeah, it was great. That's a really, really good demo disc.
Yeah. I forget everything else that was on that. I think maybe there was a sports game.
Yeah.
Like maybe a baseball game or something like that. But man, Treasure of the Deep was really good.
Yeah.
I've never played the full game. Scared the shit out of me. Diving down there really and having scary. The yeah, like going like being in the inside the sub and running out of air and having the shark and stuff mm-hmm. come in around you. Oh man.
Apparently, this was on multiple PlayStation demo discs.
Okay.
So, yeah. Huh. I mean, that's a, yeah. It sounded like I had more to say, but I didn't.
Nope. It could have been on many. No, just it came with the PlayStation, giving us something to play.
This is the one I had. This is not the proper one that I had. I had interactive, that looks like this one, where it was like CD Sampler Volume 4.
Okay.
Which was not one of the official ones that came with, and this had Blasto, Cardinal Sin, Crash Bandicoot 2, a PlayStation Underground trailer, and Spawn the Eternal.
Yeah.
I think that might be the one that I had. Mm-hmm. I might be confused though. I'm like, this could go deep and we could do this research if we wanted to do an episode.
Yeah, we definitely could. I think mine had like, it had Treasures of the Deep, it had Parappa. I also remember it had Intelligent Cube, a game I was thinking about here recently.
Oh, that's a good game for a demo.
That's a really good game. Well, it's a fun game.
Yeah. Do you remember like, I love it when a demo had, there was one that had the demo for Tony Hawk.
Oh yeah.
So it was just like the warehouse level and that's like a great value.
Oh yeah.
Like you can have a lot of fun just in that warehouse. And then they repeated it for the remake and it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
man,
oh man, demos.
Cool.
And then like
demos.
They just like somebody somewhere said, oh, you can't put out a demo because people won't want to buy our game if you do it. And then all the demos dried up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucker.
Now sometimes you can get them on PC games only.
Yeah.
The cost of producing a disc. Mm-hmm. But that was like, there's also that era of buying a game for the demo.
Yeah,
you know, like that's why I played my all-time favorite game of all time, Brave Fencer Musashi,
mm-hmm.
To get the demo for Final Fantasy VIII.
Yeah, or playing Toe Ball number 2 to get
a little sneak Final preview.
Yeah.
Fucking Toe Ball, dude.
Has number really, 2 really right gross.
In the name. Yeah. Really horrible. But yeah, so this development company is interesting and the game is interesting. I was thinking about what I really wanted to experience this. Like I didn't really want to play it, but I really wanted a screenshot let's play.
Yeah.
That would be my ideal way to consume this, like before bed over a couple nights.
Mm-hmm.
And that would feel really good.
Yeah. Oh God. Black Ops Entertainment also made Fugitive Hunter.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, Fugitive Hunter War on Terror. It just came out in 2003, like right around the time we were like, it was in the March. No, it was like right after we had invaded Iraq, but it was developed in the lead up to it. I think this is either the game where you're like hunting and you can kill Osama bin Laden, or like there's a mission where you snipe. Where you snipe Saddam Hussein or a body double or something like that. Ooh. It was just like regrettably jingoistic.
America's 10 Most Wanted is the also known as Fugitive Hunter War on Terror.
Fun. No, yeah, I don't
this
like
is
that.
This is rough.
Yeah, it's a regrettable time.
Contains tracks and cameos by members of the So Solid crew. Oh, a British UK garage and hip hop collective.
Okay, that might be including okay.
Including confirmed members AM Sniper.
Sniper. Nothing like the smell of cordite in the morning.
That didn't even more morning snipes. So just night snipes.
Night yeah? snipes. Or Fugitive Hunter War on Terror. Oh yeah. So like the game finishes in Afghanistan where the player must capture Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden. Two people who notably yeah, they're having it's a party. Yeah.
Hey guys, it's me, Osama bin Laden, hanging out with Saddam Hussein.
Yeah,
this guy right here.
So I was about to make jokes about either of them, and I didn't want to do it because they're monsters.
Yeah, they're bad people.
Yeah,
you know, just because they're bad people doesn't mean I want a video game.
Nope.
About fighting them.
Yeah, it's a first-person shooter featuring arcade-style fights as means of capturing. So it was a third-person shooter that when you got up close turned into a fighting game. Fun,
like a fighting game just with Osama bin Laden and Hussein is very funny though. Yeah. Like all of all of the characters on playing cards you can buy at a truck stop. All in one fighting game. Finally, yeah. Truck Stop Playing Card Ultimate.
Yeah. What was the most recent one? Oh, their last game was And One Street Ball in 2006. So yeah,
they did a lot of sports stuff.
Yeah. So. Very weird company.
Yeah.
But this seems competent.
Yeah. Yeah. This seems at least better. And like, you know, you've said this before, but like, you know, survival horror lives in the 6 out of 10 corridor.
Yep.
You know, like that doesn't necessarily mean it's bad. Yeah. They also made the Jurassic Park fighting game.
Oh, really?
That feels like an abject suffering emergency to me. I know we talk about Jurassic Park a lot. But like,
oh, yeah, Warpath. Raptor
versus, yeah, Warpath.
Yeah.
That's cool. You can unlock like these different, it's like Albertosaurus named Alberto. featuring the Universal Studios theme park as an Easter egg.
Fun. There's a review for X-Files Resist or Serve written by Shaq Fu is good for you.
That's a good username.
Yes. In 2004, the title is Better Than Silent Hill 3. This is a review from a person who never watches the show. I bought this for $29.99 when it came out. I've played about 6 hours so far and I'm very impressed. I still haven't played Scully's scenario though. Why am I impressed? It's because the producers of the show, who are obviously talented writers, have lent a big hand in the production of this game. Not since Silent Hill 2 have I played a survival horror game this engaging and emotionally taxing.
this guy hates Silent Hill 3.
Yeah, just if you were slightly disappointed by the lack of Silent Hill 2 magic in Silent Hill 3, then I think you should try this game.
Heck. That's really weird. We need more reverse reviews.
Yeah. Well, he hasn't
like
even
sub-reviews?
He hasn't even completed it. Like, oh, I played it for 6 hours. Like
6 hours.
And again, here, I just need to get these shots in on Silent Hill 3.
Yeah, take that down a peg.
Yeah.
Just very, very strange. This is one of those things where on GameFAQs there's too many reviews for me to like dig through them, and they're really wide variety of things. So there's lots of people who really hate it, but lots of people are like, though, this is actually excellent.
Yeah.
You know,
check out the review for Mr. Scorpio. Apparently very, very recently they added the ability to include the screenshots. And some of these screenshots look amazing. Like there's this autopsy. Yeah, there's autopsy scene from like somebody who's obviously like messed up by curses and stuff. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. This does look cool. I'm glad they added screenshots to this. Uh-huh. Because this review was done 3 days before my birthday this year.
Ooh.
So Mr. Scorpio was is hot on the heels
mm-hmm.
of this.
Yeah. Yeah. I dig it.
I played through the game with both characters. Boys are strong and girls are smart, I guess. So Mulder's sections are more action oriented, while Scurry has to deal with more puzzles as well as the silly autopsy minigame. Mulder and Scurry.
Famous.
Yep. Smart and strong. Yeah. So I am very very interested to learn more about this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna read like a Hardcore Gaming 101
yeah.
article about it or something.
Sorry. A failed super project becomes a quote nice diversion review by James Riot. I think that we, as in you and I, developed a personal relationship upon your opening of this web link. For whatever reason you chose to read this review, you are now at a point where there is no turning back. At the very least, you're going to skim to the bottom of this page to see if I have summarized something and anything in a matter quick and brimming with magnificent efficiency, as you expect nothing less from a site of this caliber. So now that you and I are here, I must warn you about who you're dealing with.
Oh, not what? Like he's our mentalist. He's our mentalist slash game reviewer who's like telling us what we've done. This is long too.
Yep. So I'm not going to read all of God. It. Just that opening paragraph.
You can't turn back.
Nope. Oh my gosh. Let me see here. There's very, very likely a chance that the game is only $10 now, to which I'd say it's a must buy for anyone. But that's if you can find it. You probably won't seek it out yourself, but do it for me. Do it for Mulder. Do it for Samantha. Do it for the truth. Rating 6 out of 10.
He wrote a 7 out of 10 mean review about Metal Gear Solid 3, and that's the only other thing he's done.
Weird.
And he doesn't like it because it's not, you know, shocking and nonsensical.
Oh, he doesn't like it just because it's modeled after spy thrillers.
Yeah, it's better than Metal Gear Solid. Right. He doesn't like it because it doesn't, you know, yeah. do all these goofs and because it introduces mechanics. Yeah.
Yeah, weird dude.
Yeah.
Has it really been 3 years? 3 years after Metal Gear Solid 2 captivated the gaming world for better or worse.
As the gaming world, I'd love to be captivated.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's all the game facts gold that I found.
That's about all
this.
The X-Files I got.
Yeah, I think we're about it. Yeah. We're about at time here. This is fun. This is going to go on my list for stuff to stream. So.
Do it.
I'm gonna do it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you know, thank you. Remind me whom sponsored this.
This was Nicholas. Thank you, Nicholas.
Nicholas, thank you. I'm not yawning because your name is so boring. I'm yawning because I'm sleepy.
It's very sleepy. This is the last recording session of the year. So
Yeah. In 2021, boy, am I gonna have more energy.
Yeah, people seem to be taking on faith that it's going to be better.
You know, I don't want to go into a whole thing about that. That happens every year, and I think it's one of the saddest things that ever
happens. It really is.
I don't want to be the person who, like, I agree that, like, people stomping on those people is annoying.
Yes.
But there is something very depressing about having a memory where I just know people are doing this literally every year.
Yes.
You know? And it just, it depresses me. Mm-hmm. Something my mom used to do before she died. Like, she would, every year she'd be like, I have a feeling it's going to be our year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, man, you just keep saying that. And
yeah. It's not every summer.
That once a year.
Not every summer can be the summer of George, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of them are just, you know, mixed bags.
Yeah.
On that note, patreon.com/duckfeedtv
if you want to demand an episode, you can do it there. You can also get extra content, 2 extra episodes of the show a month, whole other shows, Bonfireside Chat, Unfilmable, Adaptation Decay. It's all there for you.
It's all there. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
Next time, what should they do?
Well, until next time, as our friend on Twitter @TrappedTurtle always says, I don't know what you have planned for tonight, but count me out.